Greetings to shortwave listeners around the world, no matter where you may be. You are tuned to the Australian DX Report, coming to you from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. This is Bob Padula on behalf of the Electronic DX Press Radio Monitoring Association with another roundup of shortwave station news concerning world broadcasting. And a reminder that all times, days and dates in our programs are in UTC.
Beginning our program this week, we have our usual information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The news is not too good on solar activity. The current level is regarded or considered as low by the ITS. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 115, and the equivalent daily smooth sunspot number has fallen to 66. Now, those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future, which means that high frequency propagation over long distance paths on frequencies above about 12 megahertz on substantially darkness or semi-darkness paths will be unreliable. But frequencies above 12 megahertz on daylight paths over long distances will be satisfactory. Now, first of all, some monitoring notes made here in Melbourne. Our pre-dawn period has shown plenty of activity in the 49 metre band. This is a summary of some signals noted recently between 1900 and 1930. On 5860, Radio Farda, the IBD station, broadcasting from the Kuwait relay with programming in Persian. 5890, Radio Free Asia, broadcasting in Chinese from the Tinian relay station in the Marianas Islands. 5900, the IVB station, the Voice of America, broadcasting in Korean from the Tanang relay station in the Philippines. And just up in frequency, 5910, Radio Romania International, transmitting in Ukrainian. 5915, interesting reception from the Zambia Broadcasting Corporation with its national program in African languages. And on 5930, Radio Rossi in Russia, broadcasting in Russian from the transmitting station at Petropavlovsk, Kamchatka. On 5950, an unofficial station, the Voice of the Tigrania Revolution, broadcasting from the Ethiopian area with programming in Amharic. And 5960, the Voice of Turkey, with its broadcast in Turkish. And closer to home, 5965, Radio Television Malaysia at Kuala Lumpur, carrying the Malay domestic service. Now, China Radio International, broadcasting on 5970 from the relay station at Serik in Albania with programs in French. And another frequency for China Radio International is 5985, broadcasting from Beijing in Portuguese. Now on 5995, Radio Liberty from Biblis in Germany, good signals with Russian programming. And 6020, another frequency for China Radio International in Albanian, from the transmitting station near Beijing. And 6030, another non-official station broadcasting from the Ethiopian area, Radio Oromia, broadcasting in local languages. 6045, All India Radio, broadcasting with its Urdu service until signing off at 19:30. So that was a summary of some signals noted here in Melbourne recently in our morning period, short path from Asia, the Middle East, Africa and Europe, that's the darkness path, and those were heard between 1900 and 1930. Thank you. international shortwave station news. First of all, the Sudan Radio Service program, Darfur program. Current schedule shows 0400 to 0530 on 13720 from the Dabaya relay station in the UAE in Arabic to Northeast Africa. And another service, 1600 to 1730 on 17745 from the Wolfenden relay station in the United Kingdom, again in Arabic to the same target area of Northeastern Africa. Now, Voice of Tibet. Station broadcast on many frequencies, and these are some of them. 1200 to 1230 on 15607 in Chinese. That's from Dushanbe relay station. 1230 to 1300 on 15562 from Dushanbe in Tibetan. And 15607 again, 1300 to 1330 in Chinese. And the frequencies actually change up every 3 to 5 minutes to avoid jamming interference. Now we have Radio Free Kozon, the broadcasting station transmitting in Korean to Korea. Three frequencies, 1200 to 1400 on 11540 from Dushanbe, and in parallel from the same site on 15720, and 2000 to 2100 on 7505 also from Dushanbe. Now another non-official station broadcasting to Korea is Open Radio North Korea. Again, frequencies in use from Dushanbe, 1230 to 1430 on 11550 and 15700 and 2100 to 2200 on 7480. And Nippon no Kaze, another semi-official station broadcasting in Korean, 1300 to 1330 using 9950 from the Taiwan relay station, 1500 to 1530 on 9975 from the KHPN relay station at Kawor in Palau, and 1530 to 1600 on 9965 from the same transmitting site. Now, North Korea Reform Radio, broadcast in Korean. Current schedule is 1400 to 1600 on 7590 from Tashkent in Uzbekistan. And that's a new time. The previous time was 1500 to 1700. And the Democratic Voice of Burma, broadcasting in Burmese. 1430 to 1530 on 11560 from Dushanbe, and 2330 to midnight 30 on 11595 also from the same site in Dushanbe. Now we have the Voice of the Oromo Liberation, 1700 to 1800 on 13810 from the transmitting site at Werktakel in Germany. Broadcast into East Africa in Oromo and Amharic languages on Sundays and Wednesdays. And Shortwave Radio Africa, 1700 to 1900, excuse me, on 4880 from Mayotte in South Africa. Broadcasting to South Africa in English. And another station broadcasting to Africa is Radio Voice of the People, 1800 to 1900 using 9345 from the Madagascar relay station, with programs in English, Shona and Ndebele. And the Lutheran World Federation, Voice of the Gospel, schedule shows 1830 to 1900 on 15315 from Werktakel in Germany, broadcasting in the full day language to Western Central Africa. So those are a few frequencies of various stations, and I'd like to add that Radio Free Sarawak, or Sarawak, depending on how you'd like to pronounce it, current schedule is 1100 to 1300 using a transmitter at Taiwan, and the frequency is 15430, but this has been noted on a changed frequency which seems to vary every 2 or 3 days. Sometimes it's 15420, sometimes 15425. So the station is broadcasting in the IBAN language, and that's actually heard very good strength here in Melbourne. And a station known as Radio Dabanga, broadcasting to East Africa in Arabic. Schedule is 0430 to 0600 on 11650 from the relay station at Santa Maria de Galleria in the Vatican. Parallel to 15400 from Madagascar and 15500 from Dubai in the UAE. And there was a second transmission, 1530 to 1630, on 15150 from Madagascar, in parallel with 15725 from the Santa Maria de Galleria transmitting station in the Vatican. Those programs are actually produced by the IBB in Washington. So that roundup of shortwave international station news shows several or number of broadcasts which have changed frequencies recently, and we hope that those frequencies don't change too often.
And that's all in our program this time. So this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening. Thanks for being with us. Good DX, and goodbye for now. See you soon.
You wouldn't change it for